Hey everybody, this is the Bookcast episode 510.
The podcast is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
I'm all alone in this ghost town. In truth be told, it's cold and profound. Yeah, I'm all alone inside this home with no one else around. And it feels as though I'll never be found. Sometimes I see
was always the Alibi with their track My Little Ghost. Based out of the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex with influences in British indie and US alternative rock, Always the Alibi's music crackles with energy. Carefully crafted melodies and textured vocals create a vibrant and infectious experience. They are from, Dallas-Fort Worth, which I said already. You can find out more about them over at Facebook, facebook.com/AlwaysTheAlibi. And that was another track taken from the band's latest album, Reprieve.
Excellent.
Awesome.
And bit of a slow burner. Do good stuff. Yes. They always do good stuff.
They though. Do, yes. Yeah, a bit of a slow burner, that one. I none of my tracks kind of oomped from the starting pistol, but it was good.
Cool.
Awesome. So welcome on and all. This is the podcast episode 510. We're already 20% of the way through the year. Get that.
Scary.
Mm, tell me about it. On tonight's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons music. We have a couple of things to mention as we go through the show. But I know that Caroline is dying to pronounce this.
So it's an artist we've not played before. I will try my best. This is Brunella Crocenci. Crocenci? Crocenci with Estoy Aquí.
Sé que fácil no va a ser, debe comprender que aunque miedo me dé, no debo ceder. Ahora lo intentaré y estoy aquí.
Mummy?
Yes, dear?
Mummy, I've just seen a whippet.
Yes, dear?
And a man with a flat cap.
Yes, dear?
Mummy?
Yes, dear?
We're in the north, aren't we?
Yes, dear.
Oh, God, that means that David and Caroline from the Bugcast are here as well, doesn't it?
Yes, dear.
Hey, ho, how you doing, Mr. Oh, no? Think you're gonna miss her, don't show too many feelings, they will come out when the time is right. I said candles can be dangerous, and she agreed with a smile. And the dusk, it settled silently around us into a peaceful night. But my heart knew none of that peace, and I lay there for quite some time. Sleep, it was a sweet release, and the rain came down from the sky. Oh, hey, ho, how you doing, mister? Oh, no, think you're gonna miss her, don't show too many many feelings, they will come out when the time is. Hey ho, how you doing, mister? Oh no, think you're gonna miss her, don't show. Too many feelings, they will come out when the time is right. There are many proverbs and more than a few cliches. Dripping on my tongue tonight, but I box them up a night. I bury them away. The world had turned a storm, it passed. Some days, the world and I, we just don't relate. Till every twist and turn it helps this blood keep pulsing through my veins. Oh hey ho, how you doing, mister? Oh no, think you're gonna miss her, don't show. Too many feelings, they will come out when the time is. Hey ho, how you doing, mister? Oh no, think you're gonna miss her, don't show. Too many feelings, they will come out when the time is. Hey ho, how you doing, mister? Oh no, think you're gonna miss her, don't show. Too many feelings, they will come out when the time is right. 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 When the time is right.
That was Robin Gray with his track, Hymn for Her. Robin's music has been described as gently experimental new folk, and compared to the likes of Leonard Cohen, Tom Waits and Elliott Smith, although he is a bit distressed by the misspelling of the word new, but doesn't let it distract him from the serious business of acquiring and learning new instruments, performing as often as humanly possible, making music with friends and teaching kids of all ages ukulele and guitar. That was yet another track taken from his July 2017 album, From the Ground Up, which also, incidentally, sweetheart, contains a re-recording of the Hackney Regentrification song.
Ooh.
Which is not a patch on the original version that's on the 2011 album, The Nearest Door.
Hmm.
So I would probably invite you to go and listen to the two and make your own decision on that one. He's actually based in Sheffield now. And you can find out more about him over at robingray.com.
Oh, we'll have to find out if he's got any gigs coming up.
Or possibly time for an interview.
Oh. Anyway, before that, it was Brunella Crotenti. Crotenti?
With
Esto Aquí. From Argentina. All I can tell you is that she has a large repertoire of tracks on Jamendo because she has no bio.
Hmm.
And you can find out more by checking her out on Facebook, which is facebook.com/Brunei Crocenti.
Links in the show notes, obviously.
Yeah.
Let's have a quick look and find out who's listening to us live right now over in our chat room at thebugcast.org/live here on a Friday night at 9:30 PM UK time.
We've got Alex T, Chris from Canada, Gamer Chico 2, K5 Tux, Feru and Yannick.
K5 Tux. You know he'll take the mickey out of you again for that one, don't you? Yes. All right, talking of pronouncing people's names, how do you pronounce his name?
Which one? The one that we've got as a news item. Avicii.
Is it Avicii?
Yes. Yeah. Because there is a song. Took a plane to Ibiza to show Avicii what I've got.
I don't know what song that is.
Can't remember who did the song.
Okay.
So yes, the artist Avicii, who real name is Tom
Bergling.
Tom Bergling has been. It came out today that he has died, aged 28.
Presuming we don't know why.
No, no cause of death was announced.
Ah, health problems.
And him. Avicii's representative said no further statements would be issued at this time.
No, that's fair enough.
But it did say that he was found dead rather than that he'd been in hospital or anything like that. So
now, I'll be honest, I'll hold my hand up to this. I don't actually know much of his work, but I do know that he has done a lot of work with other artists as a producer.
There are quite a few of his songs that I was quite... So there was Wake Me Up, which was a good
which
one.
I may know by hearing it, but I can't remember how it goes.
The one that I really liked, and that was more from the story it told, which... it's going to bother me now until I get the one that I know. I think it was Waiting for Love.
Okay.
But basically, it was the one where it's a chap in a mobility school. Well, a chap that's kind of wasting away. His wife decides to go off and live for a little, and then the bloke wakes up, realises he might lose his wife, ends up finding his strength, getting on a mobility scooter and trying to track her down. And then a big party at the end. It's quite a beautiful song.
I will have to listen to some of his stuff.
Yeah, it's... I don't know, he's collaborated a lot.
Mm.
And a lot of his songs wouldn't be out of place if in nightclubs and if there was... If the Ministry of Sound was doing albums, he'd be on them and things like that. But it's sad because it's no age.
No, absolutely. 28, that's a daft age, it really is.
We've also should also potentially mention, I know you've got another one there, but there's somebody else missing.
Okay.
When you hear the beep.
Oh, Dale Winton,
yes,
of
Dale
course.
Yes, Dale Winton, 62.
I don't know whether anybody outside the UK will know who Dale Winton is, but he's been pretty much a constant feature on our screens for the last 20 or so years, up until recently, of course. He did one of the National Lottery game shows in It to Win It. Supermarket Sweep is probably where most of us will know him debuting from, even though I think he did some work before that.
Yeah.
And some other novelty shows that didn't really take off. But I think you could quite easily put him under the heading of national treasure from his personality and his entertainment.
Yeah. They were discussing it on the radio this morning that before he passed away, the last thing he filmed was a travel show where he'd been to Florida. And they were saying that on the episode that they showed, you could see that he was in pain and he was struggling to use one of his shoulders.
Mm.
And it looked like he was out of breath quite a bit. So obviously he'd had some health issues.
62 years old.
Yeah. Just to let you know, I was right. It was Waiting for Love, which was a song. It's the Avicii song that had the really quite touching thing with the elderly man and his wife, and he thinks he's left her, so he then...
You might have shown me the video for that before.
I have. Mm. It was a music video, it rings bells. Is just beautiful.
Mm.
There you go.
And the other piece of news that is probably going to affect people more across the pond in the US is that the former First Lady of the United States, Barbara Bush, died at the age of 92 years old on Wednesday, I believe. Of course, she was both wife and mother to two different US presidents, George H.W. and George W. Bush.
Beautiful.
Mm. Anyway, let's move on.
Let's do something a bit more.
Do you realise we have played this artist before?
Have we?
Yes,
oh, yes.
We have.
Well, but not on
as
his own.
As a collaboration, yeah.
Yes, I did wonder if it was him. I couldn't see it in his bio, but
yeah,
I did wonder.
We've played a couple of tracks where he has collaborated with Anatech.
Right. So this is Tab with Thin Line.
It seems they've lined up to come watch the scene. Their arms crossed, their nose up, their fiends. This old dog has still got some screams. We fall. I'm sincere. I stop keeping score.
It's written a place I it's still on the wall. We fell down the same hole. I woke up ignored. There's a thin line between you and yours.
There is nothing better when you're enjoying the sun than listening to some great independent and Creative Commons music like Kendra Springer. But the question is, where is the best place to find some? Why not try The Bookcast? It's an award-winning podcast hosted by Caroline and Dave Lee and recorded live on Friday nights at 9:30pm UK time over at thebookcast.org/live with a live audience in the chat room. So come along and join us on Fridays, or if you can't make that, why not subscribe to the podcast and listen on the go? Just add thebookcast.org/feed to your favourite podcatcher and you won't miss an episode. Motivica?
That was Finn Anderson with his track Some Days. And he can very much join the ranks of Ola Onabule and Axel Antunes of the cluster of male vocalists that you can just like float away with. He's got such a soulful voice. He is from Glasgow in the UK, and he's a songwriter and theatre maker, spending his early teens directing self-penned theatre productions at his local theatre, and then using the profits to build his first home recording studio, aged only 14. He had released two EPs before leaving school at the age of 16 to study music at the University of Highlands and Islands. A self-taught pianist and accordionist, his songwriting has been shaped by his knack for poetic storytelling and a penchant for the theatrical. That was another track taken from his April 2017 EP release, Oceanic. And for some reason, every time I look at that, I think Oceanic 815. You can find out more. Sorry, that was a Lost reference. Those didn't get that. You can find out more about Finn over at his website, finnanderson.co.uk.
And prior to that, it was Tab with Finline from Roselle in New Jersey, first introduced to music at the age of 5 by playing the drums. He became instantly drawn to hip-hop because of how the breakbeats carried the song. The Wu-Tang Clan was one of the main reasons Tab started to write his own material. The intellectual lyrics, dark subject matter and gritty beats inspired him to create music of his own. He's now in an underground group with Renegade called Dead Poet Society, and in that group he mixes his original sound with Ren's vicious old school rhymes, with an acoustic album Traveling in Stereo on the way, as well as the Dead Poet Society album. Tab has been locked in the studio. He considers himself an artist more than a rapper or producer, and puts 110% into every project he's involved in. No matter what the topic or genre, he brings music with a message and is ready for the world to hear it. Find out more by checking out facebook.com/tabinstereo.
Awesome. And that was a very good song, actually. It wasn't at all how I imagined it was going to be.
No. And because it mentioned hip-hop and whatnot, I listened to it thoroughly because there was no lyrics, but I made sure I listened to it twice because I know sometimes when it's hip-hop, there tends to be schweries.
Yes.
But there wasn't on that occasion.
No. But I wasn't sure where that was going to go, but it was good. Well done. We mentioned last week about how Russia has made the somewhat ill-advised decision to try and block Telegram working within Russia itself. For those that don't know and weren't listening last week, Telegram is a messaging service that I'm a very strong advocate for. An alternative, if you like, to the likes of WhatsApp. And it would seem as though Russia's efforts to try and block Telegram within the country have pretty much failed. The backstory to this is that Russia have demanded access to the encryption keys that messages are encrypted with. And they say it's for national security. Telegram has so far refused this, and I think we mentioned last week that they could probably get away with that because Russia has no actual jurisdiction where Telegram is based, because I think Telegram is based in Latvia, if I remember correctly. So although Russia has attempted to ban all Telegram traffic getting in and out of Russia, Telegram have, in response, been trying to implement workarounds to stop the measures that have been taken to block Telegram within Russia. Do you know what? Brilliant. I think it's fantastic. I think it's a really good thing that these efforts of censorship are actually failing. And it's worth pointing out that even here in the UK, there seems to be this real nervousness around the whole concept of encrypted messaging, possibly in the light of events like the London riots, which were, they must have been close to sort of 10 years ago now, aren't they? Was it 2012?
Could be.
Yeah. Maybe it was longer ago than that. The London riots, which were apparently done over BlackBerry Messenger, which was a closed off service. And things like WhatsApp with encrypted messaging and Telegram, which optionally has encrypted messaging, and the likes of Signal and other services, which encrypt by default, not even the service owner can access the messages that are sent from point to point. So if I set up an encrypted messaging conversation on any of those services between myself and Caroline, theoretically, the only way you could actually find out what the content of those messages were is by one or either of the two devices used in the conversation. So despite the fact that these messages are being sent through an intermediary, i.e. the service host, because the encryption, the keys used to encrypt the messages and decrypt the messages are shared between myself and Caroline in this example, even Telegram couldn't break that encryption because they don't have the keys. And that's the reason why it is such a secure method of messaging, is that nobody has the keys but us. Oh, we don't even know we have the keys. They're on our devices. We have no control over those necessarily. So I totally understand why national governments and international governments are getting really nervous about this, because it is a spawning ground for nefarious activity. I know that Telegram was strongly under fire for, I don't know whether the word was used this way, but effectively harboring Islamic State groups. And this was a couple of years ago. But Telegram have published evidence to say, actually, we are attempting to block these groups. The moment we find out about them, we block them. But there is such a fine line between security and national security, if you want to put it that way. Such a fine line between allowing people to have private conversations and allowing, let's call them terrorist groups, to have private conversations. Where's that balance? Where's that fine line? Where's the point of where trust fails, basically?
Mm-hmm.
So interesting to see how that one pans out, and indeed if Russia have any power to prevent Telegram and other messaging services. I know they're picking on Telegram at the moment, but I would be very surprised if they don't extend that to other services as well.
Cool. Before I introduce my track, I'm just going to point out to you that you've made a boo-boo.
Yes, I know I have. And
only four shows ago.
I'm fully aware of this fact. And that's because when I searched for it, I missed out the second N.
Right.
And it said, oh, can't find it.
It's just beautiful when it's not me for a change and it's Dave
is.
Doing a cock-up.
But it's a good song, which you chose the first time.
I know, I did.
We are slightly jumping the gun.
Yes. So the track that I'm about to play that we haven't played before is Jacqueline Rachelle with All In.
Expectations be a reality. It's what you are, who you wanna be.
Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org.
Say the word, I'll be there for as long as we stand. We'll be together.
Nous sommes quand même, c'est sauter dans les flaques d'eau de Saint-Tropez.
That's your point of view. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just trying.
Baby,
I remember we were young. Remember how we used to laugh. Times when right will be the wrong. We praise the love we used to have. I remember there were times when we could live and have a home. Now we're down the slope. Can't you hear our mothers crying? Can't you see our brothers dying? Can't you feel our future disappear?
Brothers dying, can't you feel our future? since it has no friend.
That was Paul Manandese with his track War is Lonely. Paul Manandese is a French singer born in Belgium, living in Kiev, and a graduate from the Royal Conservatory of Brussels. Now, I'm quite surprised, actually, that somebody who's born in Belgium would be classified as French. I don't know. His voice is described as a lyrical tenor, which is both powerful and sensual. You can find out more about Paul over at his website, paulmanandese.com. Now, as Caroline quite pointed out, I have made a mistake here. This song was, in fact, a nomination, albeit an unsuccessful one, for Ukraine's entry into the Eurovision Song Contest last year, and was indeed played by Caroline 4 weeks ago on this show. So, my bad. I thought I recognised it, and I thought it was the Eurovision Song Contest link that made me recognise it. When I did a search for it, I left out the second N in Manandes to try and search for him, which of course didn't yield a result because that's not how it's listed. So totally my bad.
Yep.
Good track though.
A very good track.
Worth a second play.
Yeah. We'll let you go for that.
Yeah.
So do you want to do your... Oh, sorry.
No, do you want to tell us what your song
was?
Yes.
So before that, it was
Stay With
Jacqueline
It. Stay
Rachel with,
it.
With All In from Los Angeles in California. She calls herself a Californian hippie meets Chicago soul.
Fair play.
And you can find out more by checking out Facebook at facebook.com/MissJacquelineRachel.
That was it.
That was it.
All right. I worked it out. She sounded very much like Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas.
Okay.
For me, vocally. Anyway, so that was our penultimate pair of songs. So next week, the Bugcast episode 511. This week, I'm not drinking beer. I am, however, drinking wine. So, yes. Next week, the Bugcast episode 511 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday, the 27th of April at 9:30 p.m. thereabouts UK time. If you'd like to get in contact with us, drop us an email, feedback@thebugcast.org. And of course, you can also follow us on the socials. More details about that you can find over at thebugcast.org/contact. So that then takes us quite nicely and neatly indeed to our last track.
Yes. So this last track is a band called Topsy Turvies. And the track is called Like a Living Dead from...
That apostrophe in the name is making me itch.
I know. But it's as they had it.
I know. But it's Topsy Turvy apostrophe S. Which is... I don't know. I'm not going to go into the grammar of it, but it makes me itch.
I know. It made me itch, but it is what they had, and I had to put what they had, so shush. From Poitiers in France. Is it Poitiers? Because that's P-O-I. Poitiers. Now I'm thinking of Hercule Poirot. Since their debut in 2008, and after the release of two EPs in 2010 and 2012, they had a couple of splits. They have been touring in France and Europe and intend to continue to show their music under their new latitudes. This was Google Translated, by the way. Together, they offer well-tried and well-tested punk rock and indie led by a feminine masculine vocal duet with real melodic richness. You can find out more by checking out topsyturvies.fr, and there's no apostrophe in the domain name, so there you go. The grammar won't.
I don't think you can put apostrophes in domain names.
I know, but I'm just being facetious.
I think next week we shall introduce translation fail bingo. you'll have to find something for me that is the direct equivalent.
Cool. So anyway, Topsy Turvies with Like a Living Dead, and we'll catch you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
The Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You are listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find more of our shows at otherside.network.